Hey guys, welcome to Beverly Explains It All. Thank you for tuning in today. So I am here to spark the debate about why texting is so much better than calling. If you disagree, prove me otherwise on my Insta at Beverly_explainsitall. Okay, let's hop into it. Hey y'all, remember that show from the 90s, Clarissa Explains It All, where young Melissa Joan Hart would talk straight to the camera and tell it like it is? Well, this podcast is kind of like that, but really nothing at all. You see, I'm actually a grown-up, and I have lots of opinions, life knowledge, funny stories, and my own point of view. And I'm sure you do too. So let's get into the nitty-gritty, relax, have a little fun, and most importantly, let's go ahead and explain it all. All right, let's face it. For most of us, our lives are pretty crazy busy these days. I know mine is. And cell phones have become pretty damn cool. I mean, from Samsungs to iPhones and all the accessories you can add to them, cell phones almost seem like they can do pretty much anything, except maybe drive us around. But considering we have self-driving cars now, who knows what the future of cell phones hold? I mean, yeah, back in the ancient days of the 90s, at first, all we could do was use our brick, big old Nikia phone to make phone calls. My husband actually reminded me the other day that when texting first came out, he was like, why the hell would I want to text someone when I can call them? Plus, in the beginning, you had to pay for texting by the word. I mean, can you imagine if it was still like that? I'm pretty sure my monthly bill would be like $7 quadrillion. Easily. So why do people, sure, millennials, prefer texting to phone calls? Well, first off, texting feels like so much less pressure than calling. I mean, hello, anxiety. Like, I like to think about what I have to say sometimes. And, you know, most times, hello, I'm over here trying to explain it all. It's nice when I can actually look at my phone, write what I want to write, then go over it with my handy old spell check in place. And if I need, just, I want to do it at my convenience. I mean, texting lets you respond in your own time. You don't have to stop what you're doing. And if you're in the middle of like housewives or, you know, something equally as important, you don't want to be stuck on the phone with someone when you could totally be just responding in a few short sentences. Me, personally, I never know how to get off the phone. It's really, really annoying. I really don't. It's sad. I mean, if I accidentally pick up a spam call, for sure. You know, though there have been times when I've totally made friends with the Hulu operator because, I mean, well, she was nice. And of course I wanted to hear about her son's gout, I guess. But, I mean, with like people you know, even friends, listen, I know I'm a talker, but I also know when it's time to wrap it up. But not everybody does, especially if they talk just as much as me. So I end up being on the phone for what feels like forever. Then I end up doodling, trying to multitask and watch TV, or often it causes me to say like, yeah, to the person on the phone, which they pretty much know I'm not listening until they finally say, all right, girl, I gotta go. And yeah, well, there have been occasions when I've actually fallen asleep on the phone. Listen, don't hit me up after 9:30, y'all. That is what texting is for, okay? In addition to how functional texting is, it also allows you to have a log of conversation for years. I mean, if you choose to keep them. I just scrolled through my text messages and I have some dating back to 2020. We were deep in COVID. I literally got one from a girlfriend that says, hey girl, yeah, the grocery store looked like Armageddon, only a few cans of beans and cake mix. And considering I'm still using Kleenex for toilet paper, I don't think I should try to mix them. Oh, COVID. But back to the subject. I love that I don't always have to remember things because of text messaging. I'm like, wait, when was I meeting Patricia for lunch? Or when was my doctor's appointment? Oh yeah, it's right here. Or if you ever get in one of those, no, I didn't say that, you said that kind of arguments, just scroll up and see who was right. And the best thing is, if you scroll up and see, well, indeed, it was you who said that, you can just keep quiet. A couple of my favorite things about texting are abbreviations and emojis. I mean, I can IDK, BRB, tell people to STFU. And even though I can text at the speed of light, kind of like the pace I speak, these abbreviations have just become part of the everyday vernacular of a young person. See what I did there? I threw myself in the young category. LOL, SMH, winky face. I mean, if I don't have anything to say, there are no more awkward silences. No tripping over words. I just send a smiley face or a heart. Emojis are instant conversation anxiety busters. No more anxiety. Think about it. Texting can even be the more polite option sometimes. Imagine needing to reach someone who's probably swamped in a meeting or just trying to relax. Usually that's me. A quick text lets them know that you need them, but they can deal with it when they have a moment without getting their whole flow interrupted. And I appreciate that. Sure, calls are great for catching up or hearing someone's voice, especially if you haven't seen or heard from them in a long time. And of course, in an emergency situation, though, instead of calling me, you should probably be calling 911. I'm just saying. But for everyday communication, texting is the way to go. It's convenient, stress-free, keeps track of plans, and lets you be considerate of others. So next time you have something to say, consider the power of text, especially if you want to contact me. At the bare minimum, just email me or slide into my DMs on Insta at Beverly_explains-it-all. That's why I have it! All right, a couple of true stories about accidental text messages. These are great. So in 2010, Jessica texted a wrong number, accidentally ordering a pizza to a random man named Patrick. Instead of getting annoyed, Patrick found it funny and texted back, offering to share the pizza if she came over. Jessica, hesitant at first, decided to take a chance. They ended up spending the night talking and laughing, sparking a connection that led to a long-term relationship. I mean, that's a big chance. I mean, I'm definitely not telling you to go and meet a complete stranger at their house at night. I mean, I don't roll like that, but I mean, it is kind of cute to think like, oops, I texted you by mistake and now you're my baby daddy. It's a good story to tell the kids. Another less risky story. In 2012, Alexis received a motivational text meant for someone else, urging them to crush their goals that day. Intrigued and inspired, she texted back, thanking the sender and starting a conversation. The sender, a man named Matt, was surprised but happy to connect. Their messages turned flirty, and they discovered a genuine connection. They eventually met in person and fell in love, proving a simple message of encouragement could blossom into something deeper. So hey, maybe you should stop swiping right and just text a random number. You never know where love lurks. And who knows? Maybe you could book an iPhone ad. All right, well, I feel like I've done my public service announcement for today. A quote I'd like to leave you with from Judith Martin. She says, texting is a lot like an answering machine. If you don't want to talk to somebody, it's like screening your calls. And I could not agree more. Let me screen my phone calls. Shout out to No Doubt. Please go on tour. And in the span of this really quick podcast, I've gotten 2 phone calls. And guess what? I'm going to respond by texting. And on that note, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And most of all, thank you for letting me explain it all.